It's Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3. Remember 2 years ago when we were doing puzzle swaps?
Yeah, 2 years ago today on my memories, we went with our puzzle exchanging group, Peacekeepers, P-I-E-C-E, Keepers of E-Town. And we were at Hard Knocks Games.
Yes.
For a big puzzle swap.
We did several puzzle swaps at different areas. And then, you know, things kind of slacked off a little bit. People are still swapping within the puzzle group. So if you are a puzzle person and you have all these puzzles and you don't want to keep investing money into puzzles, join our group because you can swap puzzles. And it is such a cool thing. And I'm so glad that it's still going 2 years later, because there are the core people in there that are, you know, doing puzzles all the time, and they're swapping them out. And life kind of happened for me, and I wasn't doing puzzles as often, so the swaps for me aren't as frequent. But we have started doing them in the office, and we kind of, as people are on breaks, they go over to the puzzle table and work on puzzles. So right now we've got this puzzle.
I warned you.
You did, but you're not a big puzzle person.
I know. So when I warned you,
yeah, when you said it, I was like, yeah, okay. But,
and I get that, because I don't really do puzzles very often. And so when I threw up the flag and said, don't do that puzzle, you're going to regret it. It will cause weeping and gnashing of teeth. And you were like, okay, okay. And you didn't poo-poo me exactly, but you were like, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah. So this puzzle has been in my garage for a long time. It's a Disney puzzle, and it's dark. It's a dark colored,
not dark emotionally, dark, but no, like the colors.
But the colors are dark. And so I bring it in because I knew I was not going to do it at home. I don't know how I ended up with it, but I...
It's a Snow White themed puzzle, and it shows the guys headed to their little house in the middle of the dark woods.
Yes.
But the thing is it looks like it's an oil painting. So the colors aren't really hard, sharp edges like you would get in a photograph. They're more like the lines are a little blurred. So that doesn't help either.
And the piece, add that to the pieces, don't fit well together, or they all kind of look the same. So these puzzle pieces are awful. They're terrible. So we've been working on this puzzle for a week, and it's like the whole office, you know, we'll kind of occasionally go over there.
A year and a half ago, Donna and I pulled out a stack of really good albums, and we made some snacks, and we got this puzzle out, and we were listening to the old Def Leppard on vinyl, and we had Queen and Eagles. And I worked on this puzzle with her for 2 days. And at one point, one side was like 3 feet long and the other side was like 8 inches long. And I'm like, these pieces don't even fit together. I cried. I'm like, I just wanted to do a nice thing with my wife.
Brian cried over the puzzle.
And I just threw it in the box and got mad. There may have been some bad things said. And I brought it and slammed it on your desk and said, here, this is yours
again.
Now.
So last week on Friday, Adam really sat down and he tried.
This puzzle's evil.
Says Adam.
No, it's, you talked about it being a dark Disney theme. It's just evil.
I really feel like it is. I don't know that this puzzle is going to get put together. The only person that is standing strong for this puzzle is Myrna.
I have never, ever in my life seen a puzzle where you couldn't put together the border.
Yeah. I mean, we have had most parts of it together. And then we didn't.
When you look close, you see that the pieces are just slightly off. Just enough to realize that doesn't really go there.
Well, I thought for sure last week that you, Adam, were going to have it together. I thought you were going to get the border because you are a very technical guy. And so you're looking down and you're really like analyzing the pieces and you're trying. You've got them taken apart and putting them back together. We're back at square one.
There's no border.
No. The only pieces of this puzzle that are put together are the pieces that have lighter colors.
Words.
Yes, words are easy. Yeah. There's only like 3 words on the puzzle. So I think we need to have a puzzle swap, or we just need to throw this puzzle away.
I think this is okay. Here's the thing, too. I took a puzzle home to work on before this one. I haven't tried since. I had such a bad taste in my mouth. Do you know which one I took home?
Which one?
The one with the black cat.
Oh, no. That's another.
It was black fur on black fur with a black background, and then it had, like, green eyes. And that was it. And I was like, I worked on that for about a half a day, and I'm like, why am I doing this?
Because you gravitate to black colors.
Well, yeah. I have a dark soul, and I prefer the color black.
So we've learned that these dark puzzles are not for us.
The best one we did here in the office, in my opinion, was one with all the old album covers on it.
That was pretty cool.
It was like, oh, cool, there's Rick Springfield face. I know where that goes, you know.
That was the easiest for everybody, I think.
Addison did three puzzles that came in. It was all in a box, but they were in different packages from the office. And she did all those in her bedroom on her own in a couple of days. She's working on one now that we had here in the office. It's all the 1980s.
Oh, yeah.
She got a massive amount of that done last night.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she wants to try this one.
Yeah. I think she would rather get poked in the eye with a stick.
I think we're going to give this puzzle back.
Yeah.